Welcome to Hope Is Here. You know, so many times Satan likes to make me think that God doesn't care. He can't relate to the pain and heartache and the disappointment that I'm going through. And you know what? Those people hurt me. I just want to give them a piece of my mind. Can you relate to any of those things that I just listed there? Well, today I want to share with you a few takeaways from just a really powerful passage in the Bible. It's in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 9. It was written by the prophet Isaiah. It's almost 700 years before Jesus came, but it predicted what was going to happen about his death. And I love just the encouragement to know that God understands our pain. And for some of you today, maybe you just feel like, you know, God doesn't understand. He just doesn't understand. And yet I've got great news for you today that God does understand. And he wants to help you, and he has not forgotten you. And I'm so glad that you're listening to us today, and hope that you will join us on a regular basis, or you will share our podcast with a friend that's struggling. Be encouraged. Go to our website, hopeitshere.today, or the best thing to do is just to subscribe to us on iTunes or Podbean. Just Podbean app's really a good app. Just all you have to do is type in Hope Is Here. It should come up. And if you'll subscribe, you'll automatically get that email to you. We're also on the YouTube channel. So I want to thank Susan that helps me with this program. She does a great job. And just appreciate her and Brad and Megan and Morgan here that help at the radio station, and also Susan with me on our staff at Hope Is Here. But, you know, man, just let people know that hope's available, and subscribe to us, please, on there, and leave a review. It makes it easier for people to find us, and appreciate all the reviews we already have on Facebook. But I want to share with you on Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 9. Isaiah said, "Who has believed our message? To whom will the Lord reveal his saving power? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, sprouting from a root in dry and sterile ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the bitterest of grief. We turned our backs on him, and we looked the other way when he went by. He was despised, and we did not care. Yet it was our weaknesses that he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins. But he was crushed for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace. He was whipped, and we were healed. All of us have strayed away like sheep. We have left God's path to follow our own, yet the Lord laid on him the guilt and sins of us all. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shears, he did not open his mouth. From prison and trial they led him away to his death. But who among the people realized that he was dying for their sins, that he was suffering their punishment? He had done no wrong, and he never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal." Gives me tears in my eyes just reading that, thinking about what Jesus was going to go through when he came to this world. It had already been predicted almost 700 years by the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 9. And as I sit there and think, wow, God loved us so much that he sent his one and only son, Jesus, as the Bible tells us, and knowing what his son was going to have to go through, all these things we just shared, yet God loved us so much that he did. And for some of you thinking, you know, God doesn't care, he doesn't understand, friends, he does. He really, really does. And this is from a guy that, you know, was sexually violated as a child, that went through a divorce, bankruptcy because of a flood that destroyed, severely hampered my business. Really actually did destroy it eventually because of all the flood debt, even though we were able to reopen in a miraculous 21 days. But 2 years later, did have to file bankruptcy. And so, you know, I don't come at this from perspective that I've not been through some storms in life. So I want you to know that. I get it about pain and rejection. And, you know, I foster parented a couple of little girls when I was married, but I never dreamed at my age now, in my early 50s, that I wouldn't have children of my own and that I'm not going to have grandchildren. And so when I talk to you today about, does God understand your pain and say to you that he does? I come from a person that I know pain. I get it. And I can go on with other things that happen in my life. But you know what? I'll never forget what my hero Wayne Smith said. God only had one son without sin, no son without sorrow. So the fact of the matter, as long as we live on this earth, we're going to have pain and heartache. But thankfully, our hope's not in this world. And I just feel like that's so strong today that somebody needs to know that, friends, don't look for your identity, what's happening in this world. Keep your eyes on Jesus and the cross. I mean, Easter's only been a few weeks ago, but we've already, so many of us, forgotten it and just turned to the cares of this world. And our hope is in Jesus. I love that old song. I remember my mom singing it as a child. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So I want to share with you seven takeaways here. And we've only got about 7 minutes left, and I'm going to share them with you real quick. Number one, I just want to ask you, do you really believe in the power of Jesus? Do you really believe in the power of Jesus? When you read Isaiah 53 verses 1 through 9, something that was predicted over 700 years before it happened, that's pretty powerful. But I got to ask you, some of you may have checked the quote-unquote get-out-of-hell box and you accepted Jesus as a kid, but if you're honest, you've kind of wandered away and, you know, kind of doing your own thing, and yet I want to ask you today, do you really believe in the power of Jesus? Secondly, you know, we got to remember that God's ways are not the world's ways. I mean, look at how verse 2 describes Jesus. There is nothing beautiful or majestic about his appearance, nothing to attract us to him. You know, for some of you, you're like, yo, man, I don't measure up by the world's standards. I'm not handsome, tall. You know, I like to kid people I'm a short, fat, sexy, bald guy. And people say, oh, it'll be so hard on yourself. And I'm really not, you know. I mean, I have to accept responsibility for the part of being a little bit overweight. Can't do anything about the short part. And, you know, the bald part, hey, I could get a fake hair piece, but I'm not going there. But you know what? I'm not worried about that. I know who I am in Jesus. And that's good enough. But just so you know, your Savior was not great in the world's eyes. Another thing, a takeaway for you today from that passage in Isaiah 53, just like us, our Savior was despised and rejected. You ever felt despised or rejected? I mean, that's what it talks about in verse 3. It says that he was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with the bitterest of grief. You know that Jesus wept over the death of his friend Lazarus. I mean, he knew what pain was and sorrows. And so today, if you're just in a time of loss and grieving, I want you to know Jesus hurts because you hurt. He really does. So many times I've prayed for my prayers, friends for my prayer, that simply just prayed this prayer. God, just wrap your big, big arms around this person, help them to put your angels around them, help them to know how much you love them and how much you care about them. You know, and I'm also so thankful that in Psalm, a verse that's really brought me a lot of comfort when I've been grieving over a loss in my life. It's in Psalm 34:18. It says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he comforts those who are crushed in spirit. But you know, another thing, a lot of times when I get discouraged, I just feel like I can't go on. But I want to remind you today, when the enemy tells you that you can't go on, remember that Jesus carried all of our weaknesses and sorrows with him. It says in verse 4 simply, yet it was our weaknesses that he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God for his own sins, but he was crushed for our sins. And so, isn't it great to know that we serve a God who sent his only son to experience all the weaknesses and sorrows we did, that he knew we would and that we have, and that he took them all to the cross. It foretold us that was going to happen. And I'm so thankful once again to know that I've got to worship a Savior, Jesus Christ, that can relate to my weaknesses and sorrows. But you know, the reason that we can experience peace and healing is because of what Jesus suffered before and on the cross. Oh my gosh, that scourging that he went through. Man, if you read about that in, you see the movie, The Passion of the Christ, but you also, it even foretold it in 52 of Isaiah before chapter 53, verse 14. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. I mean, that's how bad he was beaten before he even got to the cross, friends. That's the reason that we can experience peace and healing, because Jesus went through all that for us. And when he conquered death, that lets me know that I can conquer, I can get through whatever storm it is that comes in my life because of Jesus' scourging, his death, his burial, but most of all his resurrection. Man, when you watch that Passion of the Christ, when he gets that scourging done, and it's just awful, and he gets back up, and they start whipping him again. I'm like, Jesus, just stay down. But I really felt God clearly say to me, you know what? That's why you can get through divorce, bankruptcy, being sexually violated as a child, through financial struggles, through loneliness, through health challenges. And the list goes on and on, and we all have them, friends. But that's why Jesus got back up after that scourging, is so that we could face whatever we have in our lives. And I'm so thankful that I serve a Savior, Jesus Christ, that went through that because he loved me so much. But I wrap up things today. The one thing that was so huge to me through all of this, and I know this is a word for somebody listening today, either live on the radio or through the podcast, that even though he was oppressed and treated harshly, he never said a word. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter in verse 7, and as a sheep is silent before his shearers, Jesus did not open his mouth. Friends, when we are hurting, and I have to admit this is an area God's really been growing me in, just because we're hurting doesn't give us a mouth, a right to use our mouth to try to relieve our pain by hurting other people. And friends, I've seen that in so many people that are followers of Jesus that use their mouth to crush others. And I know I have said things in my life to people that I know have hurt them because it's out of my pain. And yet, friends, as we mature as a follower in Jesus, all we got to do is look to the model that Jesus portrayed when it says he was oppressed and treated harshly in verse 7, yet he never said a word. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. And I believe that's a word for somebody today, that even though you're being persecuted, and I don't mean you don't stand up for yourself, there comes a point sometimes you do have to call out what's wrong, but at the same time, I really want to encourage you to be quick to listen, as the book of James tells us, slow to speak and slow to become angry, because you will never have more influence on people when you control your tongue in painful and in volatile situations. So I hope you'll take some time to read this passage in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 through 9, and you will know that God understands whatever pain you're having, and I know that it'll bring you hope. We'll see you next time on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.